The sheriff of a northeastern Oklahoma county and her staff quit after being ordered to bring inmates back to a jail they called unsafe. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the source of the problem is money, and it is a headache shared by other county jails across the state.
Hungry cows trail behind Terry Sue Barnett's feed truck as she makes a loop through her pasture.
They'll follow me around like dogs just because they know this feed truck and they think they're going to get fed.
Barnett is in her element, checking the health of her animals after a wet winter and a hard calving season. She'd rather be here than at her old job running the Nuwata County Jail. Barnett made national headlines when she resigned her position as county sheriff because she refused to lock prisoners inside a 107-year-old jail she says is dangerous. At least two people have tried to hang themselves in the jail in the last 2 years.
It's very difficult to maintain a sheriff's office on what these commissioners have for funding.
Nuwata County is about an hour's drive northeast from Tulsa. There's not a lot of tax money collected in the 10,000-person county, but taxes are largely responsible for paying the cost of running a jail. Barnett says the result is visible. Holes in the jail's walls, black mold, loose electrical wires, fire hazards, and surfaces inmates could use to hurt themselves and others.
A lot of the beds in that area are made of springs, which inmates can take apart, make weapons. I had never seen such poor conditions of a jail.
And that was before four of her employees got sick from a suspected carbon monoxide leak while she was out of town. All the inmates were evacuated to a nearby county. Barnett refused a judge's order to bring Nuwata's prisoners back, then she resigned in protest. Most of her staff followed her, shining a national spotlight on the bleak conditions of the jail. Burke LaRue, one of Nuwata's county commissioners, applauded Barnett's decision.
I just think that the funding is a major cause of it going downhill. But at the same time, there's been lack of maintenance done on the jail over the past, since DOC's left.
Nuwata is one of more than 10 counties that lost contracts to house state prisoners between 2017 and 2018. The Department of Corrections said it canceled the contracts to save money. But the cost savings for the state were a devastating cut to county jails that depended on the extra revenue. Sheriff Devin Huckabee in Greer County says he hasn't recovered from losing his state contract.
Just losing DOC's cost me $10,000 a month.
Greer County is also rural with a small tax base. Huckabee says each year the county falls about $320,000 short of paying his expenses. He says for over a decade, earnings from holding state prisoners partially bridged the gap. The lucky sheriffs have found contracts to hold prisoners for other counties or for federal agencies like ICE, and county law enforcement collects money for prisoners' phone use and commissary. They're paid to serve legal papers. They arrest people on warrants.
Because usually when the cash warrants come in, they'll pay the warrants. A lot of times they'll pay the cases, and we'll get our fines and fees out of that.
Finding ways to make money has become part of life for many Oklahoma sheriffs because county governments don't cover all their bills. Huckabee says it's not ideal, and he still can't pay basic costs. He's lost deputies to budget cuts, he has multiple vehicles in his fleet that are too beat up to drive, and until recently, the county couldn't pay for a badly needed roof replacement on the jail.
You know, we probably had 12 or 15 escapes in the last 5-6 years just through that old wooden roof.
Every county, even a poor one, still needs a funded jail. Ray McNair with the Oklahoma Sheriff's Association says counties have options. He says county commissioners could pay to have their prisoners held in a neighboring county. McNair also says the state could chip in by reimbursing jails for locking up people convicted of misdemeanor charges in state courts.
They have the ability to build regional jails that two or three or four counties could put their inmates in.
Terry Sue Barnett dreads the day Nuwata County puts people back in its jail if the problems she reported aren't fixed.
If you're a prisoner, you still deserve human dignity. You still need the basics.
The sheriff who replaced Barnett has said her office is making some repairs, and she plans to bring prisoners back to the jail as soon as possible. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.